Today we have gathered in Srila Prabhupada's place of worship, Sridham Mayapur, to honor the 30th anniversary of his disappearance from this mortal world. It is a day of celebration because we remember so deeply within our hearts the activities of Srila Prabhupada, his love, his kindness, his teachings, his exchanges with devotees. Also, it is a day of celebration because it is the day that he returned to Sri Sri Radha Krishna's eternal pastimes in Goloka Vrindavan. Simultaneously, it is a day of great agony, because on this day we contemplate and realize what life is without his physical presence. On the day of the separation of the spiritual master, perhaps more than any other day, we meditate on the principle of union in separation. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that this is the highest, most condensed form of love, union in separation. In the Gambhira, for the last 12 years of his earthly leela, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immersed himself in those feelings. Yes, as so many devotees have spoken, the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada is very difficult to understand. But just as Lord Chaitanya took the role of a devotee to teach us how to be devotees, Srila Prabhupada prayed to be Krishna's puppet. Krishna made him an acharya to teach us by his example. And throughout the history of creation, I do not find anywhere a more extraordinary example of Srila Prabhupada in regard to service and separation, union and separation from his spiritual master. In his life, he has taught us. In 1922, he first met his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and was given the order to spread Lord Chaitanya's teachings throughout the world in the English language. Later on, Srila Prabhupada read a commentary from Bhagavad Gita by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that one must take the order of the spiritual master as his life and soul. Srila Prabhupada did that. Throughout his grihastha life, he was constantly meditating on his guru's instruction, assisting his godbrothers in every possible way he had the capacity to do. When Krishna gave the indication, actually his Gurudev was appearing to him in dreams to take sannyas. In reciprocation, he retired from family life, tried to establish a mission in Jhansi, but it was crushed. He went to Vrindavan, not like everyone else, to die remembering Krishna, but to prepare for his guru's mission. He left Vrindavan to go to Bombay in 1965. We know the story. Sumati Murarji told Prabhupada, "You're asking me for passage on a cargo ship to the west? Swamiji, you will die. It is impossible." Such an exalted Paramhamsa was sitting at the step of this lady businessman, begging her to give him a chance to serve his spiritual master and carry out that mission. On August 1st, 1965, Prabhupada left Bombay on a common train for Calcutta. On August 6th, Friday, 1965, Srila Prabhupada came to Sri Mayapur Dham. He didn't know anyone in America. He was 69 years old. He had only one thing: faith in the order of his spiritual master. He came here to Sridham Mayapur to spend the day at the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I believe he spent that day weeping and praying to be empowered to please his Gurudev. He also visited Shantipur, where he sat in the back of the temple just chanting and crying and praying. As he was leaving, the pujari said, "I have seen you over the years coming here, sitting in the back of the temple, chanting and praying and crying. Who are you?" He said, "I am A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, the unworthy disciple of His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. I've been coming here because my Guru Maharaj has given me an impossible mission. He has ordered me to cross the ocean, to go to the Western world, to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to these sinful people who are suffering in forgetfulness of Krishna. I am coming here praying to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, to empower me to fulfill the order of my spiritual master and spread their Sankirtan movement. Tomorrow I leave for Calcutta, and then I will take a ship to America. Please pray for me. I do not know what will befall me, what will come upon me there." On Friday the 13th of August 1965, Srila Prabhupada boarded MV Jaladuta at the King George Dockyards in Calcutta. There was no ceremony. Not a single one of his godbrothers even bothered to see him off, because they could not take this mission seriously. They all considered it was impossible. his youngest son, Vrindavan Chandra, and four other acquaintances saw him off. Years later, I asked Prabhupada's son, what were you thinking when Srila Prabhupada was walking up the steps with his umbrella and a box of books to that ship? He cried. He said, I was so worried about my father, but I was proud of him. He was doing what his life was meant to do. His 70th birthday was on that ship. In his diary, from the 25th of August to the 31st, there's nothing but a squiggly line through those dates. It was then when he had two serious heart attacks. He was utterly incapacitated for a week. No doctor, no hospital, no medicine, nothing. He continued. On Friday, the 10th of September, Srila Prabhupada writes in his diary, he said that hope came to his heart when he thought death was imminent, when he had a vision of Krishna in all of his forms taking control of the boat. But please listen carefully. This is what Srila Prabhupada wrote in his diary. After his heart attacks, his Sikh sickness, all alone. Today on this ship, I am feeling separation from Sri Vrindavan and my lords Sri Govinda Gopinath and Radha Damodar. The only solace is Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, in which I am tasting the nectarine of Lord Chaitanya's Leela. I have left Bharatbhumi just to execute the order of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati in pursuance of Lord Chaitanya's order. I have no qualification, but I have taken up the risk just to carry out the order of His divine grace. I depend fully on their mercy. So far from Vrindavan. Srila Prabhupada, on the 13th of September, wrote his prayer to Lord Krishna. I'd like to just read a couple stanzas. Sri Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is very dear to Lord Gauranga, the son of Mother Sachi, is unparalleled in his service to the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. He is that great saintly spiritual master who bestows intense devotion to Krishna at different places throughout the world. Although my Guru Maharaj ordered me to accomplish this mission, I am not worthy or fit to do it. I am very fallen and insignificant. Therefore, O Lord, now I am begging for your mercy so that I may become worthy, for you are the wisest and most experienced of all. If you bestow your mercy by serving the spiritual master, one attains the absolute truth. On the 17th of September, Prabhupada arrived in Boston. On the 18th in Boston Harbor, he wrote his Markandeya Bhagavad Dharma, where he prays only for one thing, to be a puppet in the hands of Krishna and his guru, to be given the words to inspire the hearts of the fallen souls who have forgotten Krishna. Please meditate on Prabhupada's spirit of compassion and devotion to his guru. He was looking at the Boston skyline, huge, polluted, demoniac city. The next day he was going to get off in New York. He didn't know anyone. He didn't know if anyone would be there to greet him. He had old, what would you pray for? He was only praying for this. Let me be an instrument, a puppet of my Gurudev's compassion for others. That was Srila Prabhupada. After 38 days on that cargo ship, he came off in New York. For about 21 days, he spent in Butler, Pennsylvania, then came back to New York City. He was moved from place to place. Sometimes he was robbed. Sometimes mad people threatened his life. People condemned him. People blasphemed him, they threatened him. One day he looked out the window and everything, he thought the whole city was painted white overnight. It was the first time he ever saw snow. He had no one. He was writing to his godbrothers, his friends and well-wishers in India, but nobody was willing to give any substantial help. They sent some cartels. That's it. Because they all considered what you're doing is impossible. Come back. On Gaur Purnima, 1966, March 6th, Prabhupada writes in his diary, according to Mayapur Pancha, today is the Adivas day of Gaur Purnima. Devotees at Vrindavan and Navadvip are enjoying the celebration. I am here alone without any devotee companion. But I have come here to serve the Lord and not my personal happiness. I am prepared to live in hell even if I am able to serve the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted that his mission should be propagated all over the world. And that is my objective. I do not mind the inconvenience personally felt. It was in this spirit that Srila Prabhupada served his Guru Maharaj in separation by keeping his order, his life, and soul. Srila Prabhupada sometimes told us there was never a moment he did not feel the presence of his spiritual master in his life. He taught us about Vani and Vapu. Vapu, the physical presence, is something so sacred and so precious. But it is temporary. Vani, the teachings of the Guru and the order of the Guru, is where the spiritual master most powerfully manifests himself within our heart. Krishna says in Gita, Yayatamam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. As you approach me, I reveal myself accordingly. Similarly, the spiritual master lives in the heart of the disciple to the extent that that disciple takes the order of the spiritual master, his or her life and soul. In July of 1966, with the help of Umapati Maharaj, Prabhupada began that little tiny storefront, 26 Second Avenue. It's amazing, when we go there today, only 50, 60 people crowd in there. That was all Prabhupada had. Totally depending on Krishna. In Los Angeles, after Srila Prabhupada had established a worldwide mission, on the disappearance day of his Guru Maharaj, he gave a beautiful lecture describing Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's glories and his own relationship with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. At the end of that lecture, Srila Prabhupada began to cry. We can hear him weeping on the tape. He said, I am very old. I could die at any time. He became really choked up. He paused for a moment and he pleaded, begged all of us. I could die at any moment. Please carry on the mission of my Guru Maharaj. That is our inheritance. That is Prabhupada's legacy. He gave his life to spread the teachings of Lord Chaitanya all over the world on his Guru's order, and he left all of us, all of his descendants, with the responsibility to carry it on. And he taught us in his life how to do so. Here in Mayapur, we are seeing the love that his disciples have for him. We see something extraordinary. How devotees, many of them from the Western world who had no conception of bhakti, how they took that spirit of Srila Prabhupada's prayers to Krishna. How they took that spirit of Srila Prabhupada's devotion to his Guru Maharaj's mission as their life and soul. Sitting with us is Umapati Maharaj. He's almost 70 years old. Recently had a stroke. But following in the footsteps of Prabhupada, he's in China, hiding underground behind the bamboo curtain, preaching Krishna consciousness, translating Srila Prabhupada's books. That is the spirit that Srila Prabhupada implanted within his heart. We have Jaipatak Maharaj, tirelessly, going all over the world to places nobody else wants to go, just to expand this mission and enliven the devotees in Prabhupada's service. His Holiness Indrajumana Maharaj. Prabhupada's example, what has it done for him? Traveling around the world, extraordinary preaching in the former Soviet Union, in Poland, inspiring millions of people in Krishna consciousness. We have Malati Prabhu, one of the sickliest persons physically on the planet, statistically. But as His Holiness Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj told me, he said, she's too busy serving Prabhupada to die. She doesn't have time. In such a state, in her old age, taking such responsibilities as becoming a GBC, traveling all over America, preaching, traveling in vans with ladies' parties. The spirit of Prabhupada. Bhakti Bringa Govinda Maharaj. He's from Vrindavan. He lived there for years. He could just be sitting at Govardhan Hill chanting Hare Krishna and everyone would be happy. But he's battling for years against an Islamic government to expand Krishna consciousness in Kazakhstan and protect the devotees of Prabhupada from persecution. Why would anyone choose to go through that? Bhavananda Prabhu, a very dear personal associate of Srila Prabhupada, he has gone through traumatic, humiliating, inconceivable difficulties. But through it all, his life, his soul, his everything is to fulfill Prabhupada's order to him to build the temple in Sridhar Mayapur. Prabhupada invested that by his life and example. And we have Ambarish Prabhu. 30 years ago, Srila Prabhupada just happened to tell him that you should build this temple in Mayapur, help with the financing. 30 years passed. Ambarish, his every breath, his every thought, his everything, his life, his soul is only to fulfill that order of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada left on the Jaladuta 43 years after Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave him that instruction. That mission burned like fire in his heart. And we can go on and on about the great devotees who are here. But yes, Srila Prabhupada's spirit is still alive and well in the hearts of those devotees who have received his mercy. Srila Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, his last breaths, no matter what happened, he finished his rounds. However inconceivably his body was ravaged by disease in his last days, he said, I vowed to Srila Prabhupada to chant at least 16 rounds every day. I can't miss. And how he extended himself, just so that after he departs, he would fix peaceful. His disciples and all others who were his well-wishers closer to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and more dedicated and connected to ISKCON for the mission of ISKCON. On the disappearance day of Srila Prabhupada, in my own heart of hearts, I believe the greatest way that I can celebrate is just to meditate on how Srila Prabhupada served his Guru Maharaj in separation and pray for my heart of heart of hearts in whatever insignificant way I can to follow in his footsteps and be the servant of his servants. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much.